if you're an investigative journalist, one of the things you're expected to have is good contacts in the police force and occasionally in the underworld, who will tell you about wrongdoing. There was no wrongdoing here at all. There was just someone who had fallen on hard times and actually was very fragile.
Paul McMullen's story about Jennifer Elliott alleged she was begging outside a London tube station and was working on occasions as a prostitute. Mr. McMullen told me the paper had acted on information it received as a result of a payment one of his colleagues made to a police officer.
The going rate for that kind of thing might have been £200 to £500, and that would have been authorised, and yeah, he would have been paid, and that's one policeman kept happy, and he would have been on the lookout for another story, because, you know, money is money.
Do you know for sure that this story came from a policeman? Do you know for sure that he was paid for the information?
Yes, that's what I was told, and I was put on the story saying this is come from a policeman who has told us that this is really the person, go and find her.
The reason why Paul McMullen was particularly concerned about this story and why it was playing on his conscience is because of what happened next.
There was few stories about her over the coming years, how she was still struggling with drugs. And then I remember the last one, which was reporting on her suicide. And, yeah.
She took her own life.
She did, yeah.
Do you think what you wrote had any effect on that? That decision had anything to do with what you wrote and what you did?
Yeah, I totally humiliated and destroyed her, and it wasn't necessary. She didn't deserve it. She was in. Having a bad time after her own dad had died, and I went a step too
when
far
they first...
and it was based on a criminal act, and so you got to sometimes question, well, in some cases criminal acts perpetrated by journalists aren't always justified. In this case, it wasn't, not only was it not justified, it was downright wrong. I sincerely regret it, and again, if there was anyone to apologise to, I would, but they're all dead. Mother's dead, she's dead, father's dead. So in any way, seeking atonement, I can at least say, in this case, we were wrong.